Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 288, part 1, promise 10. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2013. Just a quick note, the original recording started about 2.5 minutes into Pastor Paul's message on this recording.
There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
You too have those days. And I guess to relate with people, we have to really tell what happens in our own lives. And then, of course, how the grace of God is able to take you through. It's always sufficient. But so much of the preaching has been, and I think I have to minister on it during this Promise Time tapes. And it's all been all faith and all prosperity and no sickness and fly here and there. It's always gaining knowledge. Knowing all the time. Gaining knowledge. And people, for the most part, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been left out. Now even we're getting into politics. But also we said people must learn to seek and to know God for themselves. Oh, I might be able to plant a few seeds here today. You listening on the radio, you might grab something out of this message, but it will be the Holy Spirit and the unction of the Holy Spirit that will bring it alive to you personally. But are you listening? You must come to listen. You must turn your radio on to listen, or the tape. Turn that tape on, no matter what part of the world you may be hearing this. Are you listening? And so, people, you must learn to seek and to know God for yourselves. And this takes ears. Spiritual ears. Those two funny-looking things growing on the side of our head with bone and skin, little holes in them, our ears. And so again today I ask, are you listening? Matthew 13 and 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And in this age, it's so important that we listen. There's so many voices out there. Even in the Church of Jesus Christ, now we're raising up someone to become president. Don't get excited about all these things. I think we're in the throes of prophecy being fulfilled. And God is having His own way even now. Congress is finding that out. Bitter people are finding that out. God is having His own way. So don't be excited when things start to form, but listen. Listen, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now. It's so important that we minister the gospel message. People are ready. They're waiting with bated breath for things to happen. Now people are waiting on Superman 4. Someone flying around with chains on their bodies to hold them up. And why is that? Because the gospel message is not preached anymore, hardly. But this parable is called then the parable of the sower. But actually, you see here, Jesus is not putting the emphasis so much on the sower or upon the seed. Of course, these are important. But His whole total emphasis is on the different kinds of soil upon which then the seeds do fall. All the soil of the field was not alike. Don was talking about, he couldn't even grow a dandelion a couple days ago. Because the ground was so hard, don't you see? And now there are weeds and thistles all over. They were growing. All that time during that heat. And so we have the rocky soil and the thorny soil and some good soil. And so naturally, all did not yield the same harvest. But you see, the difference in the yield was not the fault of the sower, nor the seed, but of the reception given by the soil, how you receive it to yourself. What attitude you have to receive it. If you have a hard attitude, it's hard to get in. If you've been softened up by conditions and humbled, well, then it's going to get in a little bit easier. If there's been a plowing going on in your life, and you've been plowed up, and that's another message, you're going to be opened up to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the Word, and even Christians can hear this Word today, although it's meant mostly for the people outside of the Lord. So there are all kinds of soil. Now, we're planting in areas down here where it isn't always readily received because people are hard. Hard because of the dry condition. Hard because of the years of overlooking. No response from, let's call it, the outside world. Down here in this particular area, it's almost like I have to call out to the outside world. You have to radio out to suburbia. And there is a lack of tending of the soil. And so we have a hard soil down here. But you see, our privilege is to sow, not to worry over the conditions. The word will never go out void, spent, fall to the ground, but do exactly what God intends it to do. Always. It is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it is powerful, folks. Thus, Jesus seeks to bring to our minds and hearts the vast importance of the right kind of hearing. My mother used to ask me, when I sat there with this faraway stare while she was talking to me, "Are you hearing anything that I have said?" And then after I got in all of my troubles, it appeared that I wasn't listening. No, it's the right kind of hearing. However great the preacher, however full of truth that his message is, it will all end in failure, don't you see? Unless there is a right response by the one who hears. And so we have to come expecting to hear something, especially for ourselves. Might even involve getting convicted a little bit. We're so, oh golly, we don't want to get, isn't that awful to be convicted, though? Sometimes something just pierces right into your heart. Oh, that's a terrible feeling, but praise God, that means God is working with you. When you don't have that awakening in your spirit, then start to worry. Then start to shake. Then, I mean, we really have to seek God when we're so hard of hearing. And so he warns, I believe, with a very hot heart, take heed how you hear. And we teach people who don't yet know how to listen in our schools. I think there should be a school before a school on how to listen. Because kids have become cartoon freaks. I think we should, have a school, a listening school, before we have a teaching school, a teaching how to listen school, so we can listen to what's being taught. Otherwise, we're wasting time. We need to become apt at hearing. We need to be apt at listening. Are you listening, radio audience? You on that tape. What are people saying when they get angry? What are they really saying? What are people saying, mothers and fathers are saying, young people, when they're frustrated and they bark out? What are they really saying? I need help. I need love. I need someone to care. I need someone to look past my flesh. See no man after the flesh. I need someone, for God's sake, I need someone to see past my anger. Sometimes we even have sort of a hidden anger. And so we, I believe, must show people how to find the secret place of the Most High God. A place where if they listen and be still, they will know God. Pray that way. Pray that, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen. Now don't get weird and just sit in a darkened room and pull the shades. But spend a little time in meditating every day. And before you go out there, expect that the Lord will speak through people. Maybe it'll come through a drunk or a prostitute. Maybe it'll come through a dog or a sign or something. But be expecting. Be seeking. Lord, I want some kind of a, not that we go for signs, but I'm talking about in seeking the Lord. Lord, show me something. And don't get weird about it either. Don't, if he shows you something to do, some kind of work. Oh, what a dirty word that is. Oh, that's not of God, that's the devil, people say. Yeah, a place where if they would listen and be still, they will know God. What a wonderful thing to know God when you're in trouble. Now, you don't have to be anxious, because the desire to seek God is only God's desire in us. Don't get anxious about, oh, I got to seek God. I got to seek Him. Let's see. Let me really concentrate now. Let me really concentrate. It's not that at all. See, it's God in us, and everybody, their whole makeup, whether they're born again or not, has God attitudes in them. And it's that God desire in these people that gets God desiring them. God even puts a desire in you, so you don't have to get anxious about it and feel like you're really doing something. Oh, I'm just going to see God. God, where are you? Woo-hoo, ha. No. No, let it happen naturally. And it will. It'll just happen. All of a sudden, you're going to feel the presence of the Lord, and things will start to work out in your life because God has put that attitude of desire in you, and you don't even know where it should come from until you know God. Then you know. It's nothing that you have to teach yourself into. But I do believe it's something for the preacher to relate to people and tell them that God is with you, no matter what. Yeah, well, I just committed murder. I hear someone in Stillwater Prison. It doesn't matter. God is with you. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter and go ahead and kill somebody else. I'm saying that it doesn't matter as far as you seeking the Lord. I see, you have to watch what you say. No man can come to me, the word says, except the Father that sent me draw him. John 6:44. That's why it is so important not to judge people. They all belong to God. Now, you just plant the seed. You just put the word out there, preacher. God will cause the increase. And so the Father in us desires to reveal us the secret of His presence. He is all over, folks. And in the throes of this very end age, and oh, we are so close to the end of the world. You can taste it. You can smell it. The Kuwaitis can hardly wait. What a name, Kuwaiti? Do you waity, Kuwaiti? Right now, we're bristling. But it's Bible prophecy. Have you read your Bibles? You can turn the TV on and see the Bible prophecies being fulfilled by the second. It is so exciting if you have ears to hear. And so let us then stop striving to know God and simply be still and allow our soil to receive. We must learn, I believe, only to let our soil receive. Know that once and forever, God is seeking you. God is seeking you right now. No matter what your problem, no matter what your condition, God is seeking you right now. And I believe His seed, for the most part, by the gospel preachers, I'm talking about it as being thrown by his sowers is seeking you. The word that we speak here today, containing the gospel message, the words of Jesus Christ himself, will go out and will do a work. And they are looking for a place in your heart's field to grow. Bible says he turns the lost, stony heart into a grace field. For his word to grow in, he'll soften you. Love will soften you. There a song like that? Love lifted me. Oh, if you'll only hear this message today. Whew. Worry about the rain or the dandelions or the different people you don't see. Don't get caught up in that because God is in charge. Isn't that nice to know? Right now in this terrible, horrendous time in our history. Really not really that terrible either, because it's just God having his own way. He always does. But anyway, after all of our beating about the bush, seeking here and there for our heart's desire, we must all come to him for the fulfillment of every desire. You can go all over. You can go to the east. You can go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. That's where it's at. And where did you come from? You came from God. And you're all going to go right back to God. All that beating about the bush, all that running to the east and running to the west, someday you'll find. Weary at heart, you're going to come stumbling back to the one that created you. God is calling him in from all over. And it says in the end, he'll raise up the low, base, perverted things of this world to confound the wise. You're seeing one of those standing before you right now. Come out of the drunk tanks and jail. Talking about myself. Went into business, became successful. And yet all that beating about the bush brought me to come to know God. That's where it's at, folks. You ain't going to find it nowhere else. And I use incorrect English because people listen when you do it. All the English teachers perk up their ears. Oh, goodness, what's terrible grammar? Woo! I'll get to you mathematicians a little bit later on. And so I said, we like soil must wait, each one for himself. Each has a little plot. The Bible says each one has their own lot. Each one has their own little lot, vacant lot, in life. Hallelujah. Each one, are you here in this radio audience? Each one for himself, wait upon God for this inner revelation of our own oneness with him. Prepare your grace field daily. And a lot of times we think, well, I'm sure glad so-and-so is here today because they'll hear that message. No, the message, don't pass it on out the door. Don't say, I wish Agnes was here today. The message is for you. Message is for me. The message is for everybody with ears. Oh, this guy is some kind of a nut anyway. I'm not going to listen. Doesn't matter. God chose me to come down here. Hey, there'll be nobody else. No, hardly very many preachers will come down into this area. Take some kind of a nut to do it, folks. You don't see too many others, do you? Well, I happen to like it. I happen to love it because I heard from God to come here. I was listening. Well, it took me quite a while. I stayed out in suburbia and ran all over the place evangelizing, and I knew that wasn't what I was supposed to do. Oh, it was fruitful. But I knew I was supposed to be involved with the down and out. So here I am. Well, that's what you get for listening. Okay. And times you listen and your flesh doesn't like what it hears. But we don't walk after the flesh, do we? We walk after the Spirit. Yeah, each one for himself. Listen. Because you see, the light we want is given by God. Do you want light? God does not, I should say, not give us life or love as a thing, because see, God is life and light and love. He is that. So he gives himself to you. That's why Jesus Christ came. He gave you light. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the door. I am love. I'll give you myself. He doesn't give you a portion. All of me. Why not take all of me? There's a song like that. Do you know that song? Dear, do you know that song? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's your name? Via? Oh, okay. All of me. Now, do you know that song? Why not take all of me? Take my heart, because I want to lose it. That's Jesus. And so many of those songs that are sung are scriptural. Now, don't take a portion, take all of me. I'll give you my life. And this is what we all want, no matter what other name we may give it. Like soil, we must learn to receive. Wait in silence. The Bible says, wait in silence for God only in Psalm 62 and 5. Noise belongs to the world. Honk, honk, beep, beep. And in San Francisco right now, you beep too loud and they'll shoot you. They're having an outbreak. Did you see that on TV? Where the cars are driving up and someone races around, gets past him on the ramp, and the guy pulls out a gun and bam, he shoots him. Well, I know I'm kind of weird. You'll get used to me. And another guy passes on the shoulder and another guy shoots. Bang, huh? No, noise belongs to the world. Aren't we noisy on our way up the ladder? Kicking somebody in the head when we're going up that ladder. I was in that business ladder. Oh, excuse me. Grind your heel into somebody's face when they're trying to make it up. Boy, do they make a lot of noise. When they fall down from that jack in the beanstalk going after their gold. Now, we have to learn how to be quiet. It's a study to be quiet. Isn't that hard to do? Even our mind is noisy. You ever have a noisy mind? How many of you know what I mean by a noisy mind? This won't shut up. The melee of the day. I mean, this mind here is going all the time. Your minds are going all the time. And they're noisy a lot of times. But silence belongs to God. And so let's ready our soil to receive. They that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength in Isaiah 40 and 31. Let's pray then to wait, be silent, to see if God has anything to say. But today, don't strain yourself to hear. Pray, say in Jesus' name, I will hear. And so we have Jesus here facing a very vast audience on the seashore. And he saw four kinds of hearers. And it's possible that I may be ministering today to the very same four groups that faced Jesus right here or listening on the radio. It's possible that we have the same groups. Let's look at them. Let's use the word therefore, that we may better look at ourselves. I don't always like what I see when I look at myself. In the physical, I'd like to have a little more hair. I'd like to see these trunks disappear underneath my eyes. I'm not going anyplace. But just kidding, all kidding aside, I don't like a lot of times what I see on the inside. I get angry and I get upset. I think there were those present that distance day on whom message was utterly waste. He was speaking and it was a waste of time to speak. You ever talk to somebody and you can see you're wasting your time? They aren't hearing a word you're saying? Did you ever wonder that about your kids, parents? Did you ever think, oh, this is a waste of time talking to this kid? Did you ever thought that about yourself? They may have heard it with their minds wandering fruitlessly all over the place. I remember I used to minister to young people and their minds would only hold, you could only hold their attention for a little while. All of a sudden, their eyes would go. They'd be looking over at some knothole on a board up there or something, anything but listen. Or they'd be picking at their shoe. And so you had to teach people to listen. The church was so crowded in the suburbs that when one crossed her leg, the whole aisle had to cross her leg. And people would be sweating and the mosquitoes were there once in a while and fly and they'd be... And I said, no fans in here no excess beating of your arms. And we had to do that just to discipline people. Otherwise, here's what you'd hear. Boy, aren't these mosquitoes bad in here? Give me your fan. I mean, who would hear anything? Boy, when you're in a foxhole and the enemy's out there, the mosquitoes can bite you all over, and you aren't going to say one word. You are listening. You hear every cricket, every blade of grass, every little shh. What's that? When your life is involved, you are listening. Folks, listening on the radio, if you're not born again and you're hearing this message, you're in a foxhole. Drugs, alcohol, all those things of the world, they're waiting for you. And so they may have heard the message, but their mind is wandering aimlessly back and forth and all over, but certainly it's not in church. And then again, they may hurt it with a critical spirit. And then at the end of this service, they swagger off saying, "Nonsense. Well, I never." The guy was too fanatical. That's what they called Jesus. I knew all that. I don't have to be told any of that. You know, we can get so critical and so mean and so hard, we don't want to listen to nobody. I'm going to get that way once in a while. I sure do. Don't you tell me. They may have even listened with real enjoyment and nodded approval at every statement. Amen. Preach it, brother. Right on. Give it to him. Wow. And yet heard very little. I've been around people that say amen every other word. I have to tell some of them to shut up. I went, amen, downtown, amen. And then I went to my car, amen. I said, "Brother, let me get a whole sentence out first." Because, see, everybody's waiting for this person to say amen again. And they're counting. 49 amens. One paragraph. Must be a record. That's how our minds work. Well, I know, because that's what I do. I count them. I say, "You're up to 50. That's enough. Now shut up for the rest of the service." But better yet, stay outside the church and say amen 100 times before you come in. Amen, 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 amen. Store them up. Get them out of your system. Or maybe they heard the message by proxy, thinking, "Oh, if only so-and-so was here. This message is so just for them. Oh, I wish you, oh, I know she's laying in bed. Isn't that the devil? She's probably fixing kids' breakfast right now and slopping up the kitchen floor, and she's not there either, see. And her husband is probably snoring away. Maybe her husband's sitting next and he breaks into her thoughts. Wasn't that a good service? Tailor-made for us. Who? What? Where am I?" See, the devil kept her away. Not if you're not all here, you're not all there. I have to motion all over. I'm not picking on anybody up the balcony over here. I gesture. See, the devil kept her away just as well as the woman that was home slopping up the kitchen floor. Wandering around in a fog with a dirty old house coat on and no slippers. Get the picture? She didn't hear herself. We can get so locked in on people, they really should have been here to hear this message, we don't hear it ourselves. And so the woman left the service. And after it was over, she went away unchanged, unchallenged, unconvicted, uncaring, unloving, unfaithful, unexcited, unexpecting, unjoyful, unfruitful, and why? Unhearing. Unhearing can do all that to you. You leave unchanged, unchallenged, unconvicted, uncaring, unloving, unfaithful, unexcited, unexpecting, unjoyful, unfruitful, and why? I said, because you're not hearing. And don't ask me to do that again. I don't care to. Are you hearing this message today? Oh, God, I hope you hear it. Don't get wrapped up in how nutty I am.
That was episode 288, part 1 of Promise 10. Be sure to join us on Sunday for the conclusion. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long skirt.
string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe you're a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. Still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.